Our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage is Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway. Mickey, great to see you. You were telling me that now here in Goodyear it's 6:10, but it's not too early for you to come roaming in here to the facility.
No, not at all. You know, I think the coaches, we try to get in here about 5 in the morning or so and maybe get a workout in or, you know, whatever scheduling stuff we have done for the day. But it's always good, and we're excited every day to come to camp. So I think we get here a little extra early just for fun.
So how excited are you about this season and about this staff that you'll be working with?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I feel like we have a great chance to do something special. Everybody's played together for a couple of years now, you know, with the addition of some really good players. And we have that camaraderie that it takes to do something special, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, you're coming off a season in which the Indians had the Cy Young Award winner, set the major league record for strikeouts in a season, had the lowest Indians ERA in nearly 40 years. Do you get all the credit?
No. You know, obviously our guys are such tremendous workers and are diligent in everything they do. And I know we have a young staff, but they're very mature for their age and especially mature when it comes to getting their work done and their routines and stuff like that. So, you know, just an unbelievable job by our minor league development staff to get them ready to come up here and perform, because that's probably the hardest thing. You get, you know, you play a few more games than you do in the minor leagues, and if you don't have good routines and good work ethic, then it kind of takes its toll. And we just didn't see that from the guys last year.
Last year, of course, Corey Kluber wins the Cy Young Award winner. A great moment for him. I mean, obviously, he gets the trophy. He gets all the accolades. But you have to take some personal pride in that.
Oh, I do. You know, just it's fun watching him every day and the way he goes about his business. I know we talked just a second ago about routines and stuff, and he's kind of the epitome of that. And he's who we want leading this staff. And, you know, when they announced that he won that award, I was very, very proud, and proud for him and his family and proud for the organization, because everybody, you know, from in Corey's development has done a tremendous job.
Again, we're talking with Mickey Callaway, Indians pitching coach. Well, let's transition to spring of 2015. You got to move forward. So as we enter spring training, we had Michael Chernoff on earlier talking about that battle for the number 5 spot. From your perspective, you keep an eye on a lot of things, but is that the major storyline for you as you get ready for 2015 year?
I would think so. You know, obviously we have a lot of guys coming back, and we have a lot of depth. So that battle for that spot is going to be intense, and I expect it to be. And if we have a tough decision to make and some tough conversations to have with some of the players at the end of spring training, then we're in a really good situation, and that means everybody's healthy and they're throwing the ball well. So, you know, I look forward to that competition, and I'm sure the players do as well.
And, of course, a newcomer to the staff, Gavin Floyd. Tell the WEOL listeners about Gavin.
He looks great. You know, he's been out here for probably a week and a half before spring training started and started throwing pins then, and every pin I've seen him throw, it's been really good. You know, the ball's coming out well, good spin on his breaking ball, and I think he's going to add a lot to our staff. You know, just from a veteran experience standpoint, he's a quiet leader, and he's going to kind of lead by example. And also, I think he's going to, you know, when he's healthy, he's a pretty good pitcher. So when he goes out there and he's healthy and he puts up some really good numbers, he's going to kind of make that, you know, internal battle of those starters a little bit better. You know, each time somebody has a good outing, we saw it last year with Corey and then Carrasco and then Bauer and Salazar, then House, they were all putting up good outings at the end of the season. You start competing against each other, you know, on the same team, and that's when it gets really fun, and that's when you get really good. And I think he's going to contribute a lot to that.
Craig Bruce, before I throw it back to you, I got to ask you about Carlos Carrasco. His final 2 months of the year were just lights out. Talk a little bit about what you saw in those final 60 days that you hope transitions into 2015.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did an unbelievable job at working and not giving up on what was going on. And, you know, anytime somebody does that and they stay so focused on their goal, sooner or later they're going to have success. And I think that's what Carlos did. You know, he was – his intent and his pitches – and everything at the end of the season was to get outs and to be aggressive. And if, as long as he does that with the stuff he has, he's going to be just fine. So, you know, I expect him to come out throwing hard with good off-speed stuff and just attack the zone.
I mean, he was unhittable at times.
Yeah, I mean, when he throws the ball over the plate, as we saw with Corey and the other guys, when they throw the ball over the plate, get ahead, you know, control that count in their favor, they're all going to pitch really well. I mean, we got great stuff on our staff, and they know how to use it, and those two, those combination of things make them pretty good.
Wow. Craig Bruce, before we let Mickey Callaway go, any thoughts or questions from back in the studio?
Any young pitchers to look out for that we might see, those name that we don't really associate too much with the Tribe, but maybe come middle of the season may be important to us? Anybody out there who you're kind of looking at and saying maybe this is the time they turn the corner?
Yeah, I think we have some really exciting young players in camp. We have a kid named Ryan Merritt. He's a young lefty that had a really good season last year. Cody Anderson, who's one of our top pitching prospects, he's a big, you know, country boy that throws hard, that unbelievable work ethic. And those are kind of things we look for, you know, those gritty guys that go about their business the right way. And those guys are kind of getting introduced to camp this year, and we're excited about them being around and getting to learn. And they do have a chance to help us at some point. So, you know, those would be some exciting guys to watch, I think, throughout the season and throughout the minor leagues.
And that's what makes spring training very important, because usually you don't get a chance to see these guys once camp breaks. So you've got about a 30-day window to keep an eye on these guys and watch their development.
Exactly. You know, I love getting to know them, and, you know, I think that's important for when they finally do get to the major leagues. And just from a development standpoint, you know, I think our pitching coaches in our organization, I know I reach out to some of the minor league guys when I'm having problems with, you know, some of the major league guys and what I'm seeing and what I'm not seeing, and I think they would do the same. So, you know, it's very collaborative effort from our pitching in general and the Cleveland Indians, and that's what we're looking for.
Mickey, we appreciate you stopping by. I know you've got some other stops to make along a radio row here. I think you do deserve some of the credit for all the numbers from last year, though. Congratulations. Looking forward to a fun 2015.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Mickey Callaway, Indians pitching coach, joining us here at the table in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And again, all interviews all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, business, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.